Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has unveiled a sweeping plan to modernize the nation's air traffic control system with significant enhancements aimed at improving aviation safety in Alaska. The initiative includes installing 174 new weather stations across the state and upgrading flight service systems. The announcement follows growing concern over Alaska's aviation accident rate, which is more than twice the national average.
We need to bring our crash rates down. We need to bring our fatality rates down.
Senator Dan Sullivan praised the move, highlighting the importance of reliable air travel for remote communities in the state.
Alaska is primed for aviation safety upgrades.
President Donald Trump also voiced support for the nationwide upgrades, which included replacing outdated radars, adding thousands of high-speed network connections, and purchasing new communication equipment. The overhaul aims to enhance safety, reduce delays, and support air traffic controllers with updated tools. Funding efforts for the plan are expected to continue in collaboration with Congress. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Three Kenai Peninsula residents were honored this week during the First Lady's Volunteer of the Year Awards in Juneau. Elaine Back and Amber Douglas of Nikiski, along with Ashley Waddell of Homer, were recognized by First Lady Rose Dunleavy for their exceptional service to their communities. Elaine Back has spent nearly 50 years mentoring families and supporting women and children in crisis, offering parenting classes and spiritual guidance across the state. Amber Douglas was honored for her leadership on the Nikiski Volunteer Fire Board and her work growing the Nikiski Hockey Club, strengthening youth sports and emergency services alike. And in Homer, Ashley Waddell was praised for her resilience and commitment to helping others, even through personal challenges, volunteering at local schools, delivering food baskets, and serving as a role model through her quiet strength. First Lady Dunleavy said the honorees represent the best of Alaska, showing up for their neighbors and inspiring others to do the same. Alaska regulators have fined Hillcorp $49,000 for missing a required meeting to discuss offshore well management in Cook Inlet. The Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says Hillcorp failed to meet its December 1st deadline and didn't propose a meeting until February. The company has been subject to several enforcement actions in recent years, including five in 2024. In contrast, ConocoPhillips, Alaska's other major oil producer, has faced far fewer penalties. Hillcorp has 20 days to contest the latest fine. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
An orphan sea otter pup is on the road to recovery after she was rescued from a beach in Homer. Alaska Sea Life Center Wildlife Response volunteers found the female pup to be dehydrated and malnourished, and one of her front paws possibly injured. They believe she's around 2 months old. Wildlife Response curator Jane Beloverak said the pups rely on their mothers for everything from grooming to nutrition. Governor Mike Dunleavy says falling oil prices are the reason he's freezing state hiring and other functions. The governor released an administrative order saying the freeze applies to all full-time, part-time, non-permanent, and seasonal positions. Dunleavy said the freeze doesn't apply to offers of employment that have already been made and accepted. In addition to hiring, the freeze also applies to all out-of-state travel. Six members are being appointed by the Alaska House and Senate to a conference committee to finish negotiations over the state budget. The committee will work through differences between the House and Senate versions of the budget. The size of the permanent fund dividend is among the biggest differences between the two proposals. The chair of the conference committee says most of the differences in the budget meeting are small. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.